Welcome to the Journey to Manifesting podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Prout. I'm an author, a motivational speaker, a mother of four, and the co-founder of the Manifesting Academy. Each week, I'll bring you a brand new dose of inspiration that will motivate you to create the life of your wildest dreams. So if you're ready to begin your journey to manifesting, let's get started. Welcome back to the Journey to Manifesting podcast. This is episode number 32, and you may have already listened to this for about the first 10 minutes before the original version just kind of cut out and disappeared into cyberspace. But today I am re-recording this episode, which is all about how you can create the mindset to attract prosperity. So I'm going to be sharing with you some tips that I have used over the last 10 years or so, even going a little bit further back, maybe 20 years, to attract abundance and prosperity into my life. And for those of you that are new to the Journey to Manifesting podcast, I would love to officially welcome you. And you may not realize that my story hasn't always been so easy. I lived for 10 years in a very abusive marriage that I left. And when I finally built up the bravery to leave, I left with two children, two suitcases, and over $30,000 worth of credit card debt that I had accrued within that marriage. And so I had to sign up and get a welfare check. There were some days that I didn't know how I was going to feed my children. And I lived on the equivalent most days to feed the three of us of $12 US per day. Now remember, that was probably around $20 Australian if you look at the currency conversion rates, which change all the time. But let's just say that it wasn't that much money to be able to be creative with my meals. There was one day in particular that I was in the supermarket and I only had two 20-cent pieces in my purse to feed the children for a day. And so I was in the supermarket looking around at what I could possibly afford, and I got this no-name packet of pasta, and I had some tomato sauce, or ketchup as they call it in America, and that's what we had for our dinner. But here's the thing, it was such an adventure. I don't look back at that time and think that I was struggling or it wasn't exciting or challenging in any way, because it was. It was absolutely a wild time that created the story that I can now share with thousands of people around the world to help them to manifest their own desires. So today I'm going to be sharing some tips, some mindset tips, how you can start to begin to attract prosperity by changing some beliefs around perhaps what you are currently experiencing. So the first thing that I want to share with you is to examine the beliefs that you have around attracting abundance and prosperity, because this is really where the energy is sparked and connected with the universe, that you have this incredible opportunity to guide and navigate your emotions in order to set some powerful intentions. So when you look at the beliefs that you have and the meaning that you attach to certain things, it's an opportunity to change the direction that it's headed in, okay? So you want to look back to perhaps some of the beliefs that were seeded in childhood. Our parents, for those of you out there that have had parents that have seeded these beliefs about abundance and prosperity, I'm sure that you can relate to this, because our parents say things like, "What do you think? Money grows on trees?" Or, "What do you think? I'm made of money?" Or, "That's too expensive," or, "We can't afford it." So it's these tiny little beliefs that really sink into our subconscious minds and create the pattern of sabotage that keeps ourselves and the belief that we have in ourselves very small. So one of the first mindset tips that I want to share with you is to let go of the past. Let go of the past and move forward as if you are creating life and especially your relationship with money and abundance with a clean and clear slate. So ditch all of the limiting beliefs from the past, any kind of toxic themes or energy that your parents helped to mold and create around money, and let it go. And decide right now that you will adopt a mindset of abundance and prosperity versus lack and scarcity. So you have a choice, right? You have a choice how you view money, because money is energy. And I teach my students inside the Manifesting Academy this all the time, that money is simply a transference of consciousness. It's the exchange for something of value, something most of the time that creates or generates a feeling. So this is why perhaps it's a great invitation to reframe the way that you see paying bills. So when the dreaded bill arrives in your mailbox or in your inbox on a monthly basis, try, if you can, to feel grateful for the exchange of energy that's taken place. Like the fact that perhaps it's your electric bill and it's really high this month, but it's helped to keep you cool because it's so darn hot out there in the Las Vegas sun. And I'm saying that from personal experience. Whatever you can do to get to that feeling space, which brings me to the second point, which is gratitude for what you have now. If you can feel truly grateful for whatever you have right now and whatever shows up inside your reality, in your life, then the universe sees that as a sign to deliver more things into your reality to appreciate. So if you're one of those people that have, you know, had to find all of the coins in your home in order to kind of get the as much money as you can to pay a bill or to manifest enough money for a meal or to buy something. And I know I have. I know I've, you know, looked behind the couch cushions or checked old coat pockets to find money or scrounged through purses and handbags to find maybe $5 to get through the day. That still counts. And that's something to be grateful for. So whatever you have right now, even if you have nothing, you still have the ability to think. You still have the ability to blink your eyelids, to take your next breath, to show reverence and gratitude to the universe for what you do have, because you're still here. You're still breathing. You still have the awareness and the opportunity to show appreciation. And it's that energy of appreciation of whatever shows up that unblocks that flow of resistance so that abundance can flow into your reality. The third element, which is super important if you are trying, and I won't use the word trying, if you are intentionally creating the mindset to attract prosperity, is to set powerful intentions. The universe cannot deliver what you really want in your life if you don't set out the time to be very specific about what it is that you want to create. So there's a big difference between saying, I want to manifest money versus I want to manifest a specific amount of money by this date. Okay, so you don't want to manifest by default, which is what a lot of people do. So take me, for example. I set an intention at the beginning of the year that I would like to lose some weight. And so I signed up for my gym membership again. I started eating mainly vegan food and I cut out alcohol and I started seeing results. And, you know, the weight started falling off me fairly quickly. And then I manifested a stomach virus where I couldn't eat anything for 3 weeks. And I thought to myself, okay, universe, you're reminding me in the power of specificity that you need to be specific about what it is that you want to manifest and how it would be the most comfortable way to manifest that situation. So, I mean, that's just like a little humorous anecdote to share with you about how I managed to lose nearly 20 pounds in a very short period of time. But the universe will always deliver things in the way that you're meant to learn and grow from them. So you also have to remember that we don't really have that much control, that the universe is always orchestrating every minute detail behind the scenes for the highest purpose and the greatest good. And our job is to trust in that process. So the point that I want to make here is that you need to set aside time to set those powerful intentions, get them out of your head and work through your heart and get them down onto paper so you can really start to design your own life in the way that you want to and allow yourself to get carried away in the details. I like to instruct people, especially my Manifesting Academy students, to use something that I have shared with thousands upon thousands of people around the world. Over 65,000 people around the world have used this process called the Ancient Manifesting Ritual. Now, this ritual is one of the most powerful methods to imprint your subconscious mind and to set an affirmation so that the universe can finally hear you. And for me, I used this ritual when I was trying to manifest money for a really large tax bill that my husband, Sean, and I
had racked up in 2012. I mean, it's a good thing to have a large tax bill because that means that you have manifested a decent income, but we weren't that good at the way that we had allocated our funds as we were growing our business. And so we needed to scramble together a large sum of money in a short period of time. So I did the ritual to manifest $100,000 or more joyfully by April 2011. And here's the thing, it didn't happen by April, but it did happen within an 8-week time frame of when I did the ritual. I've done this ritual so many different times for different things, such as manifesting a book deal and a baby and a home and moving to America and manifesting my soulmate. So if you want more information on that, please go to ancientmanifestingritual.com and try it for yourself. Look at some of the success stories from many of my students and some of the incredible things that they've manifested. But this is a way to not only set your intention with the universe, but get your subconscious mind into the prime state that it requires in order to release that energetic resistance and allow for your intentions to flow into your reality easily and effortlessly. The fourth key thing to remember when you are cultivating a mindset to attract prosperity is to allow yourself to dream big. Okay, this is where it gets really exciting to play with the energy of the universe and the law of attraction. That when you allow yourself, when you give yourself permission to feel worthy enough to manifest your dream's biggest desires, your heart's biggest desires, however that looks for you, whether you want to manifest a soulmate, really tuning in on the energy of love and connection and unity and purpose, or whether you want to manifest a new career path, so you're tuning in on the energy of feeling passionate and uplifted and inspired and motivated, because it's all about tuning into that feeling space. And you'll hear me talk about that a lot when it comes to manifesting in the law of attraction, that it's not so much about the thing, the goalpost, the end result. It's about how you feel along the way. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey, which is why this podcast is called Journey to Manifesting, because it is all about how you feel along the way, step by step. Which brings me to the last element when you are attracting a mindset to really draw in that prosperity and that abundance into your life. And that is, and this is actually a big one, and it's a piece of wisdom that my mother shared with me when the banks were calling for me to pay back my credit card debt and I couldn't afford food for the kids and I was just on the brink of declaring bankruptcy. She said to me, take one day at a time. And that's exactly what I did. I went one day to the next, sometimes even one moment to the next, because our minds get so overwhelmed by thinking 3 months ahead or dreading the bills that are coming in that we can't stop or the fact that we need to keep buying groceries or the kids need new shoes or you need to go to the dentist. Whatever it is, just remember, stop in the moment and just take one day at a time. Our minds get so swept up in the busyness of life that we forget that we're here for a very short time and that this physical reality is merely an illusion and that the primary purpose of life is to remember that we are energetic beings and our connection and our reverence to the divine within and to the universe, which is the same thing, is to remember that the universe is flowing through us, that life is flowing through us. Life is not happening to us. That when you cultivate this awareness, that life is happening for you. And when you step into this awareness and the remembrance that you have this tremendous power to create your reality and to guide your emotions and to spend your energy wisely, then life changes and opportunities start showing up in your reality. And you can start receiving invitations to things you may not have considered before. You might meet new friends, new doors open, new possibilities. As long as you're willing to get rid of the old beliefs that no longer serve you and to believe that anything is possible and to feel that sense of gratitude and excitement for what is in the process of being created. So just to recap those five things, the first thing is to Get rid of the beliefs that no longer serve you. Ditch the past. Let go of it. Get rid of those beliefs that your parents might have seeded in your heart that have never served you. It's time to create your own beliefs. And especially if you have children, because it is a huge responsibility to pass those beliefs, those empowering beliefs, onto your children and to break that cycle. The second thing is to feel grateful for whatever you have currently in your reality, whatever it is. Even if you find a penny in the parking lot at Whole Foods or Albertsons or whichever supermarket you use, if you find abundance, pick it up and thank the universe. Thank the universe for what you currently have right now. The third thing is to set powerful intentions and be specific about what you want. The universe can't deliver what it is that you want if you don't be very clear in your requests. And you also need to remember that there's a trusting element and a process behind it as well, that you can't hold onto it with tight control, because ultimately you just have to surrender and go with the flow and trust that whatever shows up is perfectly meant. The fourth element is to allow yourself to dream really big, and whatever that means to you, and how those elevated feelings begin to transform your reality. And the last thing is the reminder to take one day at a time, one moment at a time, and seek joy. Find things that bring you happiness. And remember that meditation also helps a lot when it comes to going with the flow, raising your vibration, and getting out of your own way. Because our minds can be really destructive to create that sense of self-sabotage. So I really hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. This was the second recording of this, and I feel like the first recording disappeared for a reason, because there was some information that I shared in this episode that was way better than the first. If you love this episode, please leave me a review. I read every single one of them, and every one that I read, I send back the energy of love and of gratitude and of abundance. And that's it from me for today. And I will see you again in the next episode of Journey to Manifesting. But until then, I am sending you so much light and so much love. Bye for now.